Here's Andrew from Twitter on Nebraska baseball.
Hello, Andrew.
He says, no conspiracy. Nebraska's bullpen has been an issue for the last few years. Beginning of the season, it looked like they had figured some things out, but the last few weeks have shown that those issues are still there. People are we're on edge a little bit about Nebraska baseball.
What a cogent point, though.
As well, here's the thing, man. Like,
I'm not used to getting those. It's mostly people just yelling at us.
Yeah, we prefer those. No. We like the cogent points as well. I think there's a couple things going on here. First of all, a wise man once told me that it's Creighton in Nebraska, so some weird bleep is going to happen. And so last night when, or really yesterday throughout the day, when there's storms surrounding the area and you know, the game's going on, I'm sitting in my basement, we got lightning going on outside, but everything's fine down in Lincoln. And then you add in a nice little 50-mile-an-hour wind that just blows directly out to left center field. I thought, yeah, this is going to be a Creighton Nebraska game.
This feels right.
All right. And so, these midweek games, they are a part of the deal. And you play Creighton three times. Nebraska plays Creighton three times. Creighton plays Nebraska three times. Like you want to win those games. Creighton has had now a lot more success in doing so. But also, I mean, we're talking about a whole bunch of basically one or two run games that come down to the last inning. And, you know, in a lot of cases, even though Creighton used, their back end good arms last night, Lamb, Curtin, Cook, you know, they gave him the last four innings of the game. Like a lot of weird things could happen even in those first three or four innings, five innings where you're trying to kind of put it together. So for Nebraska, it was Caleb Clark and Kyle Frelick, and then, you know, some young guys that were thrown in there. Dice did a good job, and then Perry was ultimately the one who got beat up a little bit in the ninth inning. You know, a couple singles, and then I guess it was Sanders who gave up the home run. So I don't know how much stock to put into the midweek games. With that being said, like, you want to win them because they're the rivalry games, right? And it's now kind of become a thing where Creighton has kind of owned this series, and you feel like they're going to be the ones to do things fundamentally sound enough to win you. Because that's what it's all about. Like, it's either about your best players being better than the other team's best players or not screwing up, especially in these midweek games. And, you know, Creighton got a big hit last night, a wind-aided, you know, big hit, that's for sure. But everybody had to deal with the wind. I just would caution Nebraska fans by saying, don't overreact too much to the midweek games. Don't overreact too much to the midweek games. You want to win them, you desire to win them, but, like, don't come through afterwards with, like, yeah, I don't know, this team probably... They were projected to be a one seed last week, and they've gone on a little bit of a slide here, and, you know, they couldn't beat Creighton again on Tuesday night, and the takeaway is, like, I don't see this team going to a regional. They don't deserve to go to a regional. I'm like, okay, hold on, you know? And I will also add something that I don't feel like has been added to the conversation from the Nebraska fans' standpoint, and something that I think you should realize and may give you a little bit of solace, and that Creighton is good. I've been trying to tell you all year. Creighton's good.
Those bats have got some pop.
Yeah, they are a good team. It's a complete lineup. They still do the things defensively that you expect them to do. They still run the bases well. And they got a little, yeah, like Josh said, they got a little bit of pop in them too. And so they've won 10 out of 12 in the series. Creighton hasn't lost in Lincoln since 2017. And on the other side, like I think it's basically two evenly, you know, pretty evenly matched teams. And it's a giant win for Creighton to get the grand slam in the ninth inning. I'm not sure how they did it. I love their approach later in the game. Even, you know, for them to come back, and I think it was, what, the sixth or the seventh, where they left the bases loaded. They had the bases loaded with nobody outs. Columbus had the big diving play at first base, which was huge. And them to get nothing out of that, and then come back, put together that rally in the ninth, and get the big hit by Dieters. Like, that's just a, it's just good baseball, right? And then for Nebraska to nearly mount enough of a comeback in the ninth inning to get a couple balls up into that jet stream and, and you know, see how it went from there. But we're talking about 1-2 run games here with midweek arms, and I'm not trying to downplay the importance of winning the game in the sense of the rivalry, like in the rivalry sense, but I do want to make sure, like, we understand that it's what the circumstances are when you play on Tuesday compared to when you play on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right? So they're a little bit different. And by the way, I'm not saying that Nebraska would win a series if it was on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday either, because I think, honestly, both teams are really similarly built at this point. I'm not saying that Nebraska would win that series, but I think it takes on, you know, like, these games come down to very little things during the week, and you could tell how evenly matched the teams are. So, like, all is to say, if you're a Nebraska man, Nebraska fan, Nebraska woman, I would not overreact to what I saw last night. That's all. It's a frustrating loss. You can't beat Creighton. Maybe there's a mental thing that's starting to creep in. You put a lot of pressure on yourself to win the damn game, and you can't figure out a way to do it.
We've heard from Dion on the YouTube stream.
Hi, Dion. What's up?
Connor, you're making more of a big deal out of it than it is.
Wait. What? I'm making no deal out. That's what I'm doing. I'm downplaying it. Dion, I'm downplaying it.
Well, some people hear what they want to hear.
Oh, is he talking about, like, the rivalry? Oh, okay. I'm looking back at Dion's previous comments now. Dion has chimed in more than once. Creighton needs Nebraska badly. They ride Nebraska brand to get eyeballs on its program, or nobody would know who they are. Nebraska gains absolutely nothing from playing Creighton. It's just a practice game to get ready for more Big Ten games. We have bigger fish to fry. It's funny how badly Creighton wants to beat us, like the World Series final. Okay, so that was the exact thing I cautioned people on yesterday. They aren't rivals for Nebraska. The Big Ten is. I'm telling you that Nebraska doesn't give a bleep about Creighton. Dion, you're wrong. Point blank, period. You are just wrong about that. Nebraska absolutely cares about beating Creighton. They do. We could quibble about who cares more about beating who. I don't know. We could argue about that, mm-hmm. It's a rivalry. They play each other three times every year. They're 50 miles down the road. We have the big brother, little brother dynamic. They don't like each other. All the players have played, you know, like, probably, what, 50% of both rosters are local kids. They've played with each other for years. Like, there is motivation to win the game on both sides. That just, like, we're not, that's not an argument that I'm honestly willing to even have at this point. But let's go to a couple more comments here. James on the YouTube. He says, one thing that stood out to me last night was the Creighton dugout was barking from the first pitch. The Husker dugout was silent and dead. The people in my section were lively and fun. That is a Creighton staple. They, and it's not like talking trash. It's not chirping or anything like that, but they manufacture intensity from their dugout.
Okay.
That is part of what they do. It is a college baseball environment. And I think Will has, I don't know if it's more of a professional kind of atmosphere. Like, it definitely still has a college feel to it, but, like, Creighton makes it a point, like, if energy is lacking during a game, everybody's up on the top step. You know, you notice how everybody runs out to the field and stuff like that. That's just the way that they do it. That's the way that Ed Service has always done it. If you notice, they'll all gather together at third base or at first base if they're on the first base dugout, and they'll sprint out to their positions as hard as they possibly can, and then they'll play ball. Like, that's just one of the things that they do. That doesn't mean that one has to be better than the other. That doesn't mean that one is the right way to do it. That's the way Creighton's always done it. They have an identity, absolutely. Like, they totally have an identity. with all of their programs. That's one of the reasons why they've had the upper edge, the upper hand on Nebraska in all these sports. They have an identity. They know who they are. And yeah, they want these games pretty bad. They don't spend any time being an idiot and downplaying stuff. They're just like, yeah, this is a big game. We're going to embrace it. Great. Not that Nebraska does a whole lot of that, but I hear it from Nebraska fans quite a bit. Jacob writes in, he says, as a diehard Nebraska fan of all sports, you have to tip your hat to Creighton. They have a great program between all sports, have owned Nebraska. Wish their baseball team had more fans. Yeah. They know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. They know exactly who they want to be. And this year, they got a little bit more talent. And with that comes a bit of a higher ceiling. They got to find some pitching, you know, to get them through. We'll see what happens. I mean, for the last, was it 2 weeks now? Yeah, for the last two. I mean, they're not going to have their Friday starter maybe for a while, Creighton. And they just churn it out, you know, find a way. That's their Friday starter.
Yeah.
Brandon says, as a member of Husker Nation, I would like to personally distance myself from any and all comments made by Dion.
You have that option.
You do. A couple more texts here. Okay, gosh, I got emails too. We'll get to Robin in a minute. Nebraska's bullpen has been good enough. We can't hit worth a damn. We're winning early in the season because we put balls in play and opposing teams are making a ton of errors. I actually tend to gravitate more toward that.
Oh,
I do not.
You loved the small ball early.
I do not. I have not post 2021 like Nebraska's approach at the plate. I think there's way too much swing and miss in their game. I think they have talent. They play in a small ballpark, and like I think to a degree you want to play to that, but they swing at everything. They swing, like you throw them a fastball up in the zone, they're going for it. You know, Mason Cook, who basically is just cutter slider. I mean, you get a right hander up against that guy, like it's over. Like they're swinging out of the zone. They swing. I hate to say this, but they swing too much. I appreciate aggression, but I don't like their approach at the plate. I haven't for a couple years. That's just me, though.
Jack Mitchell's softball experience could learn a thing or two from Will Bolt's boys.
Swing more?
Yeah.
Please, swing more. Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Nothing triggers Nebraska fans more than the term blue state, and Creighton fans know this and spout it all over Twitter and other social media. Nobody is worse at this than your own trolling John Bishop, a Nebraska graduate like yourself, which is why John gets muted during basketball and baseball season. Nothing is worse than loudmouth boasting Creighton fans that graduated from Nebraska. Doing a job, guys. You know, like he's the play-by-play voice of Creighton basketball, baseball.
But he graduated from Nebraska.
People go to college all over the place, John. People go to college all over the place. All right, more emails. John emails in, Dion really lives in his own world, and Creighton would be a top five team in the Big Ten. It's not a practice game for Nebraska. And Matt says, why not start a weekend pitcher for Nebraska against Creighton to end this losing streak? They're recruiting the same in-state player pool, so they need to win those games. Yeah, I think that would probably just signal that, yeah, like you maybe wanted a little bit too much. I don't know. And one more from Kerry. He says, this is about the time I started to listen to your show last year. Is Josh canceling Husker baseball?
Whoa, 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 whoa. No.
Are we close?
No.
Okay.
Hasn't come up on my radar.
Good. You're chilling out.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. We can have more on that a little bit later in the show, but we're late. We got to get to Robin Washit. Coming up on the Connor Happer Show on 1620.